there is music and dancing from around the world at a college in Daytona Beach, Florida. This event, celebrating the UN's birthday and its work fighting disease, is organized by the local chapter of the United Nations Association of the United States of America, known as UNA-USA. The president of the group's Daytona chapter, Rick Kennedy, says members believe the U.S. must remain engaged within the world body.
We have to protect our own interests, but there are an awful lot of people that we have to have good relationships with, and the United Nations is one way to do that.
The United Nations target of reversing the spread of HIV, AIDS, malaria, and other infectious diseases by 2015 is the theme of the Daytona Beach event.
Mama.
In sub-Saharan Africa, 25 million people were living with HIV in 2006, according to United Nations statistics, and a total of 40 million worldwide. The U.S., for its part, doubled its contribution to AIDS relief to $30 billion in May. The United States Agency for International Development, or USAID, says America's providing antiretroviral treatment for 2 million people with HIV/AIDS and care for 10 million, including children. And in 2005, President Bush announced a $1.2 billion five-year initiative to reduce malaria deaths by 50%. USAID says malaria kills at least 1 million infants and children under age 5 every year. But UNA-USA supporter and international relations professor Dorcas McCoy says the United States should do more to help the UN tackle disease.
I do not think that the United States is doing enough, neither domestically nor internationally. The statistics of the number of people who are dying and those who are not dying, who are not living quality lives, it is completely unacceptable.
UNA-USA, which supports the work of the UN in areas such as humanitarian aid and peacekeeping, says it has more than 20,000 members. But a nationwide survey finds support for the UN has eroded significantly in America over the past several years. The Rasmussen poll reported in 2006 just 31% of those responding had a favorable opinion of the world body. In Daytona Beach, Florida, for VOA News, I'm Steve Mort.